Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
All right, Donald Trump is pissed that Zohran Mamdani is not only taking New York City by storm, but the entire Democratic Party by storm after running an energetic and successful campaign that propelled him into the spot of the Democratic candidate for the mayor of New York City. Now, it seems like Trump took a break from embarrassing the United States in the Netherlands during this current NATO summit, where he keeps ranting about Vladimir Putin. He seems to be sparring with the media while contradicting his own intelligence agencies at the same time. It is a complete mess, but don't worry. He is now taking the mess to Truth Social to attack Zohran Mamdani, again, the young Muslim assemblyman who ran an incredibly unique, energetic campaign that just touched the people. I mean, his edge is that he knows what people care about, and that's affordability, housing, being able to get by on a day-to-day basis. It really is that simple, and that's why conservatives are mad, not only because he threatens the current power structure, not only because he is Muslim, but because he's just a normal dude that can punch back against Donald Trump. That's why even top White House officials like Stephen Miller, before we read this Trump tweet, top White House officials like Stephen Miller are floating racist conspiracy theories. Somebody like Charlie Kirk is saying, 24 years ago, a group of Muslims killed 2,700 people in 9/11. Now, a Muslim socialist is on pace to run New York City. Okay, a few things. These two things aren't connected whatsoever, but if they were, it's kind of a good sign, right? That New York City, despite having a large Jewish population, a very diverse population, can actually put aside any sort of like generalizations against Muslims or any group and elect a Muslim assemblyman as a mayoral candidate. This should be a beautiful thing, but Charlie Kirk is saying it as a purely racist thing. Somebody responded, the same guy who is selling his own version of the Bible, after holding it up and saying it's the most important book ever written, just bombed Iran. And we're worried about Muslim theocrats in the U.S. I mean, yeah, conservatives have been trying to blur church and state forever and remove that separation by putting Bibles in schools or teaching certain things. They have no room to speak. Some random manic person on Twitter said, "Welcome to New York," and it's a picture of the Statue of Liberty with a burqa on. But don't worry, it's not just random manic people on Twitter spreading this type of racist, Islamophobic BS. It's also Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who posted this on Instagram, an AI image of the Statue of Liberty with a burqa. I'm glad Marjorie Taylor Greene is using AI, you know, leveraging AI to just post the most racist shit possible. She said, "This hits hard." Yeah, maybe if you were hit hard in the head with a brick, it hits hard. I don't know what you're trying to say here, Marjorie, other than you don't like Muslim people. To continue, Benny Johnson takes it a step up and says, "New York City in 2001, we will never forget. New York City in 2025 elects Muslim jihadist." He's not a jihadist. What are you talking about? That's absolutely absurd. Let's check out some of his platforms. And you know, there are valid criticisms about the way he wants to fund these platforms, the mechanisms in which he wants to fund them, you can criticize, but his end goals are noble and admirable to everybody, and that's why he won. He wants affordability, more supply in housing, LGBTQIA plus protections, he wants labor protections, and to Trump-proof New York City. Let's just read a few of these. With housing, he wants to freeze the rent and build affordable housing. Now, more supply side building of housing is always great. LGBTQIA plus protections, expand and protect gender-affirming care, make New York City an LGBTQIA plus sanctuary city. He wants more affordable groceries, fare-free buses. He wants to Trump-proof New York City and raise the minimum wage. Fox News got 1 million views on Twitter, 1.6 million views on Twitter. They are like unknowingly platforming somebody who wants to help people in New York City. And this is why Trump is mad. He sent out two separate posts. In the first post, he said, "It's finally happening. The Democrats have crossed the line. Oh no, did we elect a 25 times accused sexual assault pervert who is taking bribes from other countries and is very clearly racist with conspiracy theories and top down trying to insurrect the country? Oh, no, no, it's just Zohran Mamdani, says Trump. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought we elected a raving lunatic with no absolute ground or basis in reality, who has had no experience in politics, floats conspiracy theories about Obama not being born in America. I mean, Trump has no room to critique Democrats crossing the line. But sorry, to continue, he said, it finally happened. The Democrats have crossed the line. Zohran Mamdani, a 100% communist lunatic, has just won the Dem primary and is on his way to becoming mayor. We've had radical lefties before, but this is getting a little ridiculous. He looks terrible. No, he doesn't. He's actually quite charismatic. I mean, even Fox News had a good photo of him smiling. He's very, very warm and charismatic. His voice is grating. I know, I disagree. He's not very smart. He's got AOC plus three, dummies all backing him, and even our great Palestinian senator, crying Chuck Schumer, is groveling over him. Yes, this is a big moment in the history of our country. What in the manic post? But then he continues. He says, I have an idea for the Democrats to bring them back into play. After years of being left out in the cold, including suffering one of the greatest election losses in history, by the way, Biden beat Trump by more than Trump beat Biden. Biden won the popular vote by 7 million. And so did Hillary. Hillary won by like 3 million, more than Trump did as well. We also won the midterms, both in 2018 and 2022, and we just won a Supreme Court election in Wisconsin in particular, despite Elon trying to, you know, fund it. This says, the Democrats should nominate low IQ candidate Jasmine Crockett for president. That's got to be racist. That has got to be racist. He only calls Jasmine Crockett low IQ. He then says, and AOC plus three. I think he means the squad there. Respectively, vice president, and three high-level members of the cabinet added together with our future communist mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani, and our country is really screwed. Okay, so Trump is just writing like racist Democratic fan fiction where he takes a bunch of minority Democrats and says, why don't we use them as an administration? Now, an administration with AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Zohran, it's not too bad. That's not too bad at all. Throw in like Pete Buttigieg in there. You know, Pete Buttigieg is a really good spokesperson, someone like that. Stephen Miller invokes racist conspiracy theory to dismiss Mamdani. He used the great replacement theory and he promoted racist fears of Democratic replacement. His post said, quote, the commentary about New York City Democrats nominating an anarchist socialist for mayor omits one point. How unchecked migration fundamentally remade the New York City electorate. How does he bring everything back to like his racist immigrant conspiracy theories? And then at the same time, we have Benny Johnson top down spreading this. Marjorie Taylor Greene spreading this top down. There's a really interesting email from Peter Thiel that was sent 5 years ago. Now, Peter Thiel is, of course, a far right lunatic. But just listen to this email that he sent to Mark Zuckerberg and Mark Andreessen and other rich people. This is important. Just listen. He said, there are many themes that could be developed more here. Let me make a few quick points for now. He's talking about millennials. Nick, I certainly would not suggest that our policy should be to embrace millennial attitudes unreflectively. I would be the last person to advocate for socialism. But when 70% of millennials say they are pro-socialist, I don't even know if that's true. We need to do better than simply dismiss them by saying that they are stupid or entitled or brainwashed. We should try and understand why. And from the perspective of a broken generational compact, there seems to be a pretty straightforward answer to me. Namely, that when one has too much student debt, or if housing is too unaffordable, then one will have negative capital for a long time and or find it very hard to start accumulating capital in the form of real estate. And if one has no stake in the capitalist system, like they have no house, they have student debts, they are struggling, then they may as well turn against it. That is a really, really poignant analysis from Peter fucking Thiel of all people. Yeah, when someone has no stake in the capital system, of course they're going to turn against it. And I find that to be very interesting. So that's why people like Zohran succeed. Honestly, that's partially why people like Trump succeed, even though he's a billionaire. He convinced a lot of working class people. I know that he's not actually for the working class, but just stay with me. He's convinced a lot of working class people through conning that he is for them with no tax on tips or whatever. And, you know, people revolt against a system that they view have failed them and Trump takes advantage of that. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. See you in the next video. Peace out.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social.